These were some of the voices in the news this past week.
You're not through 2,000 years until 2001 begins. So 2001 is the actual beginning of the third millennium of this particular calendar system.
This is the first time, in my understanding of this Congress, that we've opened up chairmanships, that we've opened up the process, that we've let people compete. And I think it's a good thing for this Congress.
No, I do not like term limits. I think they're dumb, counterproductive, unhelpful, undemocratic. If I could think of another negative word, I would.
I think we're going to avoid a recession. I think the chances are less than 50-50 that we will slip into recession. But the odds of recession are uncomfortably high, and that's why the Fed moved the way it did.
The state of the vote for President of the United States as delivered to the President of the Senate is as follows. George W. Bush of the state of Texas has received for President of the United States 271 votes. Al Gore of the state of Tennessee has received 266 votes.
First, I'm proud to introduce Senator Spencer Abraham of Michigan, who is my choice to be the Secretary of Energy.
We have vast resources within the United States, and these are crucial to our country's security. We can make good use of them while at the same time, I believe, meeting our responsibilities as good stewards of the land, the air, and the water.
Linda Chavez as the Secretary of Labor.
I intend to vigorously enforce the department's regulations to guarantee non-discrimination by federal contractors. And I want to work with employers to ensure that the Department of Labor assists the private sector in expanding economic opportunity and job growth.
Norm Mineta has agreed to have his name submitted as the Secretary of Transportation.
Our national transportation policy must have one overriding bipartisan goal. That is to give our economy the tools and the infrastructure it needs in order to create and sustain growth and prosperity.
I am proud to announce that we will protect nearly 60 million acres of pristine forest land for future generations. That is an area greater in size than all our national parks combined. From the Appalachian Mountains to the Sierra Nevada, forest land in 39 states will be preserved in all its splendor, off limits to road building and logging that would destroy its timeless beauty.